Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, I'm back, ladies and gentlemen, and of course, we have our caller right here on the line, and you are still with me, my darling, right?
Ron Paul is on right now on Fox.
He's on Fox.
Yeah, and this is the debate that went on tonight, and bless his heart, he did a wonderful job. And this
he
is
was
my
there after all, huh?
Yes, he was, and he did a wonderful job. And this is my question. I volunteered at the Minnesota State Fair for the Constitution Party at their booth, and I was sad that they didn't. They had information for Ron Paul, but there's another candidate that the Constitution Party, might put out, and that is Chuck Baldwin. Do you know who he is?
Of course, yes. I read his columns on the program all the time.
Yes, and I wish I could. I have in the past read his columns.
Yes.
Now, there is someone that I don't know why the Constitution Party isn't trying to promote him a little bit more and to see if there's a possibility. I know Ron Paul is not going to get in on the Republican ticket, and so the next step would be to do him as a write-in on the independent parties, or if he would come over to the Constitution Party. And at that point, would he consider maybe running with someone like a Chuck Baldwin?
That's a possibility, I suppose. When that day comes, we'll know about it. But that's all speculative right now, Linda.
I know. I'm just putting it out there.
It makes sense. Absolutely. I mean, you know, we saw similar tickets in the past. And, yes, there's no question. There is no real hope within the current one-party system of the Republicrats. There is none. There's
no room
for America. None.
I'm going to close on this note. The question was asked to Rudy Giuliani about the Guantanamo Bay the prisoners.
The torture chamber, yes.
Yes, the torture chamber.
Yes.
And
which he approves of, by the way.
Yes, he approves. And I this is what I said in response to his answer to that, you know, is that they needed to be there, et cetera, et cetera. And I says, well, maybe what we should do is take them and send them over to his house and see what happens after that. And, of course, you know, he's...
His penthouse.
Anyway, I won't go any further with
what
I said, but
thank you
very much.
Well, he likes torture. He likes.
Oh.
I'm sure he enjoys some spankings, too, with his boyfriend. But
quickly, one more question. What is John doing to try to get back on shortwave radio? Is there anything I can do?
He's doing a lot, but as you know, the money has not been there this year, so hopefully we will hear something soon. And
I hope
let's hope and pray.
Because I miss listening to the program.
Thank you. You do.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
God bless.
All right, yes. And this is a story that has come to me from America Blog. CNN's Barbara Starr has been breathlessly reporting the news that a B-52 loaded with nuclear warheads flew across the United States last week without anyone's knowledge. It has caused quite a stir in the military, and Starr reports that Bush had to be informed about the mistake. From NBC's report, an Air Force squadron commander has been relieved of his command after five nuclear weapons were mistakenly loaded aboard a B-52 and flown cross-country from North Dakota to Louisiana last week, NBC News reports. Five 150-kiloton warheads were attached to cruise missiles that were flown from Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana to be dismantled, but they should not have been removed, according to officials. Military officials insist the warheads remained under control at all times. We'll be right back with more nuclear bombs right after this. I'm Rick Adams.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
We are back with a New World Order program for you, the AMERO, North American Union that doesn't exist, the NAFTA superhighway that can't be existing because it's a figment of our imagination, says George Bush, and the truthful man that he really is. Now let us talk to another truthful individual, Henry from Connecticut.
Yeah, hi. Ricky, you hear me?
Are you a truthful individual?
Most cases, yeah, I would say.
In most cases. What about the rest of the time?
I would say most of the time, if you're talking about, well, I don't remember me lying much, no.
All right.
Let me get, no, something very quickly. I'm gonna,
you can't be a politician, then. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I could be a politician.
Not
actually.
if you're going to be telling me some truth.
Oh, that's funny.
You can't.
Oh, that's a good one. Now, that's a good one.
Well, thank you. Flattery will get you
everywhere. That was excellent. Well, you know, here, I got two things. It's interesting she mentioned Ron Paul. Now, that lady out there, this is Henry from Connecticut, New England area. Here, what you have to do is this. You got to call and tell Mr. Paul's campaign manager, tell him what you said, the suggestion you made. Now, the phone number, if you got a pen and paper, get it. It's 800-766-7285. That's 800-766-7285. It's also 800-RON-PAUL, but some people's phones don't have the letters, or either the letters may wear off, so I'm going to give the numbers instead. So it's 7285. If he has a direct phone number, ask them for the direct phone number, because, you know, an 800 number, they may run up a bill. You can pick up a phone card and even call them direct. If you have a, long conversation, talk to his campaign manager and tell him. Now, the other thing is this. She says he may not win. I have a few differences with Ron Paul, but not many. You know, one of the things with abortion some people might have even around the country, including myself, but that's relatively minor, really small, compared to all the baggage all the others have. You know, I mean, Hillary and Giuliani is disgusting, and even McCain and all the rest of them. The other thing is this. The Constitution Party is good and okay, but I think he should. You can run on more than one party. I've seen Hillary do it in New York. I couldn't believe when I voted. I didn't vote for her, but she was next to, and she was running on the Libertarian as well, which is really a joke. She was running on Libertarian as well as Democratic Party in New York. Now, I know the Libertarians, they're missing one state. I think the Greens, they need quite a few more states. Now, the Constitution Party was in New York. I don't know if they're still on the ballot, but they were. So you got to find out how many states do they cover, because you can't say he won't get it. I'm going to move on to something else, but related to Ron Paul, Mr. Paul. The voting. The voting here in Connecticut has changed. I have to look into it further, but I got a brochure today, a small little, like, folded leaflet, and it's paper ballot. You know, like when you used to take the test in college, like the... like when I used to take the SATs, they do that too, but the RCTs, the even the high school test, where you take a pencil and you fill in the circle and darken it in. Okay, well, we have that now. And you fill that out and when you pick your candidate, and then you put it through a scanner. Now, I have to look into it further, but that, in a way, that is a paper ballot.
Well, it's an optical scan system, but it's much to be preferred over anything that's computerized and involves touchscreen, yes.
Okay, so you go for that, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have,
in Rhode Island,
we have the optical scan voting system.
Oh,
not
you
a
do?
Bad system, actually.
Oh, so you do have it in Rhode Island?
Yes.
Oh, and how long ago? Was it just recently?
It was within the last 12 years when the present congressman, former Secretary of State, Jimmy Langevin, was Secretary of State, that was implemented. That's one good thing he did.
Ah, so
besides,
you know,
getting out of the state and going to Washington.
Yeah, well, see, as much as some people, you know, not
even
this
that clock, you know, that's broken is right twice a day. That's the way I look at it.
Well, you know, that's not bad for Rhode Island. Because it just happened here just recently.
Yeah.
Because I voted last year. I voted for Green Party and the Libertarian, independent. But it was a regular machine. So that's pretty good. Rhode Island in that area is like 12 years ahead of us. That's pretty good.
Well, you know, a few states have it, but they're trying to push through this HAVA Act that we've talked about, Help America Vote Act, is a federal bill that is a disaster. It came out of the debacle of 2000 election, which was engineered by the Bushites.
Okay.
And they're trying to create this uniform standard nationally to interfere, essentially, with local elections and to create a system which is more prone to corruption and manipulation than ever before.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, because he took two elections already, right? I mean,
yes.
2000 with Florida.
Absolutely.
2004 with Ohio. And there's a book, What Happened in Ohio.
There you go.
Published by
there you go. And other
Columbus
states, too.
Publishing. Now, the other thing I was going to say is that she kept saying that he may not win. I really don't know. We really have to see. I will say this, though, and I found out a survey for this, and this is important. I even ask around. There does seem to be some people, as far as survey with computers, people who use computers, people familiar with computers, you know, using the web. It seems to be mostly, you know, people, it could be a little over 40, but the younger, the greater it gets. In other words, if it's, let's say, 30-something to 40, it's very large. If you go even down, like, 30 to down to 20s, down to the teens, it's even greater. Now, what that could tell me is that, and I can't even, when I go to a library, I went to the library a couple of days ago, they got a new rule. I couldn't even get on only once a day because of, you know, certain high school students. And that's anybody, you know, me, anybody. What that tells me, though, is this, that as much as even all the other funny stuff that's on the net with dates and sex stuff and all that could be fun, all other things would be educational, the people that are 18 and over that are eligible to vote, if they have computers, even a cheaper computer, they will find out about this candidate because of the frustration with the Democrat-Republican stuff. They will find out about this candidate very quickly, even with Google. You could, it will come up, okay, that if they're interested... or they're fed up, they'll know about him even if he's not mentioned on TV at all, even if the AM stations don't cover him at all. Now, that's a strong possibility.
Well, you know, I'm realistic, and I know the way the game's played. I mean, I'm not a novice in this area. I don't expect, you know, Ron Paul to ever win, but I do expect that his candidacy is serving for the purpose of a lightning rod.
Right.
Whereby people now are beginning, if nothing else, to understand just how corrupt and how controlled the major media are and how controlled the political system is which they serve. That is the most important thing, is that people can see it through Ron Paul, and what they've done to him and what they are doing to him and what they will do to him, Henry, is absolutely proof of everything that we have been saying right from day one. People are waking up, young people who care, who are voting, they do want to see this system of theft stop. They don't like it anymore because they're paying the taxes to shoulder the burden for this socialist system. See?
Yeah,
and
well,
they're fed
here.
Up with that.
It's not socialist for our own people. It's for other races that come in here illegally.
It doesn't matter. It's socialist, period. You know, I mean, it's still
well,
big
see,
government
the
that they
too.
Don't need. They don't want.
The thing, well, some of them like safety nets. I do talk around, if you're talking about, like, certain safety nets, because there's a hard time trying to get jobs as it is.
Stop talking about sex now. You and
no,
your safety
No, safety nets. No, I said safety
I'm
nets.
Only kidding. I'm only kidding.
Oh, okay. No, safety nets. I'm saying because there's a difficulty with the job market because
yes,
of all this crap coming in here.
But you
but
see,
the thing of it is, the people who voted for Nader, they were frustrated.
Well, yeah, it was
because,
a protest vote. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Because they did, even though Nader may be a part of the other side, they were frustrated because in Florida, he supposedly beat Bush and Gore, and they were mad because they were doing to what they're doing to Ron now, they were doing to him.
Of
now,
course.
What's going to happen is that's going to play in Ron's hand, Ron Paul's hand, because the heat's not on yet. But when they get the next first televised debate of the Republican before the primary next year, see, they're going to be so frustrated. The ones who would vote Republican, they're going to be so frustrated. They're going to say the same crap, different piles, blah, 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 blah. And that's when they're going to start Googling, and that's when some of them already have, but they're going to be more. And I don't know. We have to see. If enough states do these paper ballot things, you know, there's not enough of them, it would help. I don't know. You know, we have to really see. I'm not going to say absolutely he can. We'll see. Now,
he's
as far as the presidential
election,
he's
got a real long
we'll
haul to go. But the main thing is let's encourage people to get online, get on the net while we have it, and to stop buying and supporting the newspaper industry, except the American
Free Press.
It's
already going out of business.
Well, that's good. That's
well,
good. Let's
World
stop
net
supporting
daily.
Them. Let's stop advertising in them. Let's put our money into our own organizations and our own movement. How's that?
Yeah, that's a good idea, but it's
all
already
right.
in trouble. I've
Thank
heard they're
you.
In trouble because people are using the web.
Appreciate
okay, thanks
it.
A lot.
Thanks, Henry.
Have a good day.
All right. Okay, Henrietta. All right. Now go back to your little town of Hamden. I'm only kidding. He's not from Hamden, Connecticut. He's from New Haven area, right? All right. Well, I see the break coming upon me, and we have other callers. We have Marshy, I believe, coming up, and we have Joe coming up, and you at 800-313-9443, and I am going to get back, not just to the Amero, but what happens when people protest the Amero, which is going to mean 1/10 or 1/20, perhaps, of the dollar you have now in exchange for what you will have to give in. The new Amero doesn't exist, George Bush says. It don't happen here. Can happen here. And water is not wet. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about those camps that will follow when we come back. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere, of Talk Radio.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Going to go right back to the phones. Margie in Idaho is next. Hello, Margie.
Hi. How are you?
Good. All right. Thank you, dear.
I was flipping through the internet, and on YouTube,
yeah,
they have it's CNBC interview with Stephen Privis about the Amiro.
Yes.
And so they've talked about it. First in business, worldwide news. So the coin has already, you know, the money's already been talked about.
No,
this
is it all?
Was April 25th.
No, it's been talked about, but has it been minted, and in what quantities?
Well, he said that it was coming out on the interview that I was listening to. He said that it was coming out.
All of this, right, is totally and completely outside of constitutional law.
Well, you know that, and I know that, and they know that, but it don't matter.
No, because we have the Federal Reserve System, which is unconstitutional too, right?
Well, it don't matter, though, does it?
No.
I mean, even though it's not lawful, it's okay.
It's a green light to them, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
The The other one that I wanted to say is when they do bring it out, though, everybody will just be happy to get it because they're getting something.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll complain and boo-hoo, but they'll be happy just because, you know, mm-hmm. they're going to get something.
Right.
And,
oh, yeah.
You know,
well, if that'll save us from collapse, they'll be told, and do it.
Well,
do it.
Sure.
Take it.
And
it's
it
better
will.
Than nothing, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. if Africa and them people over there and the poor people in Mexico can do it, and India and China, you know, what makes you think your body is any better than that? So mm-hmm. if them people can do it, so can you.
That's right.
And,
that's exactly
you know,
right.
If you don't speak up, then when you're sitting around boo-hooing to yourself, wondering how you got there, you can say, doggone it, I should have spoke up when I could.
Yeah.
You know, I love these people that, you know,
yeah.
they always say, wow, I wish I could have, would have. So, but I guess that comes with old age. And,
you know,
the older I get, the snottier I am.
Well, you know, you become wiser. And unfortunately, as other people get older, they don't become wiser.
But you know what I've got, Rick?
Mm-hmm.
I've got the joy of my Lord Jesus Christ in my heart.
That's worth
more
than anything.
And I can't tell you. I mean, I know all the bad things are happening.
Right.
This love and joy, and I feel his arms around me.
Yes.
And I'm just so blessed.
Good for
I
you.
Just, so God bless you all out there. And,
yes.
You know, say your prayers tonight and put on a smile.
Amen.
Bye.
Well, you know, you have the peace that passes all understanding. That's what you have, Margie.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well,
so
I mean, that's where it's at, you know. And you know, it's one thing to say it. But see, I can live it, and you can live it, and I am living it, and you're living it, and there are countless others out there who know that power. That's a power that cannot be measured in physical terms. It's a spiritual power that gives us strength, and not only strength, but protection.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Margie.
Okay.
I
good night,
appreciate
y'all.
That. Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful. You know, these executive orders that have been passed, numbers of them, giving the government total control over the economy, go back to Eisenhower's era, if you want. And you know what Eisenhower did when he was in the war. The invasion that took place, the invasion of Berlin, the invasion that took place, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, all of the eastern states that were supposed to have been given their independence and freedom. Well, we remember what Eisenhower did in Little Rock in 1957, the invasion that took place there. Well, that was just a small protoplasm, a prototype of what was to happen in America when the time was right. Richard Nixon did it. Jimmy Carter did it. George Bush Sr. did it. Clinton did it. And now Baby Bush and company are doing it. More executive orders that contravene the Constitution of the United States. And now we have FEMA, created long ago with all of the powers that it has amassed today that are greater than at any other time, superseded only by the Pentagon. When the time comes, Pentagon will take over everything, including FEMA. Executive Order number 12148 created FEMA. Remember that. That is to interface with the Department of Defense for civil defense planning and funding. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The time will come when it'll be the military that will do to America, if we let it, and if the Lord lets it, what we're doing now to the people of Iraq, and what we have done throughout the world in the name of liberation. We'll be back with more calls. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Can man control his destiny?
Change the shape of things to come?
And that is the question, ladies and gentlemen. We're back now. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, started talking about the Amero, which, powers that be in the Treasury Department, of course, denying it. Word got out, coin got out to this particular host and this particular website has the Amero, he says, and it's just one of many that have been minted by the Treasury and the Mint in Colorado. And now we have the concentration camps, the 800 or so so-called detention centers that have been set up across America just in case the people, the natives, get too restless. And that happens, then we have to take care of them, right? And we have our ways of taking care of them. Let's talk to Joe in Texas. Hello, Joe. You're next on the program.
Hey, Brother Rick. How you doing?
Well, hello there. It's good to have you back, Joe.
Hey, it's good talking to you.
Wonderful to hear your voice once again.
Amen, brother. We got to go into Mexico this week, last weekend, rather.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we got to go into Mexico and look around. We saw a lot of headlights that were off, but we couldn't get close enough. But what I've
seen all these trucks coming in?
Well, but what I'm saying is on the other side of the border, Rick, I've been seeing a lot of vehicles.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
That are running without headlights at night.
Sure.
And that's, you know, a concern, but it's amazing because before you went to break, you brought up FEMA and the camps, you know, they go in.
And the executive orders they have.
Right. What I heard, too, Rick, was the reason I'm calling is I heard that in the instance of an emergency, that FEMA has control over all the warehouses, distributors to the food chains, which, you know, grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
And that they are allowing enough food for 7 days, but in the event of an emergency, FEMA would be taking over all the warehouses.
Mm-hmm.
That these, you know, the food goes out.
Well, that would be a system that rationing.
And I think, Rick, it ties right into what you said about the camps, and that, you know, here we're going to have the new national ID, and now you have the euro, and it's all going to be controlled.
Yep.
And then the other thing was, something inside me tells me that the bomber that the media blasted about today was going somewhere to where we're getting ready to get in some more hot water, you know, fire.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's to show the Russians we have power too, but it's playing with fire. And I'm one of these that goes back to the Cold War, and it's just something I feel it's a military thing that they're doing to show the Russians our power. It's also, like, I think, Rick, that it's given away. I mean, they blasted it that it came from Dakota and it came down to Louisiana, so now they know where we're at. And it's all tying in, like with the camps,
mm-hmm.
FEMA, with the food. And I just, like I say, you know, we... You know, I just thank God that, you know, I remember the verses where it talks about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire.
In the furnace,
and
yeah.
It's keeping the faith, and you better, I think that Americans need to check their faith right now, because, you know, there's going to be instances like that, and there's going to be instances where we've already been thrown in the lion's den, I think, Rick, like mm-hmm. Daniel, but, you
well,
know, the lion
seen...
did... The lions didn't eat him, brother, and if we
nope.
keep the faith, they're not going to eat us.
We're going to eat them.
That's right. That's right, brother.
That's right. That's right. You
but,
bet.
I also want to say to your listeners to pray for you, Rick, because I know it costs money to, you know, the RBN takes money, and I appreciate your voice, and a lot of other people out here, you know.
Well, you know, the Lord's going to do what he's going to do. Come
yeah, he's
going to
keep you going, brother.
One way or another. And,
he's
you know,
keep,
if one window closes, another one will open. And all I can say is it'll open only so long as he wants it to stay open. Because I
believe
do believe, my personal opinion, based on the scriptures, is he's going to leave this window, I don't mean just RBN, but I'm saying this opportunity
right.
for people
right.
to hear the truth and react long enough until such a time as he's done his sealing.
Well,
you know what the sealing is, okay?
Right.
And that means the people who are elected to serve as the warriors in the end times battle that's going to happen. And after that, then it doesn't matter. I may not be here, and we may not be here, but you'll hear our voices, and the battalion will be forming to do battle. But there'll come a time when I think the Lord will shut it off, and there'll be a time when people are not going to be able to hear it anymore because they've already been given the witness, and either they are called to understand and react or they're not. So, this is an all-out war, you know. People don't realize how serious this business really is, this prophecy.
Well, they don't understand, Rick, the spiritual realm, you know, and
they don't.
God and
no.
Jesus Christ talked about it,
right.
that it's a spiritual battle. And,
it is,
and,
not flesh and blood.
And to the end. And we better, like, put on our armor, brother, and we should have had it on if we don't. But we better get it on because I think there's some very, very hard times coming upon us. And
absolutely.
And, you know, and I'm like you. I mean, I'm ready to go if he takes me because I know I'll be in a better place. But I thank God that he's got... You know, he's still speaking through you, man. And
well, he's speaking through all of his
all of
people.
That's true, Rick.
Yes, all of
yeah.
those that are bringing the world a witness for the end times prophecies, that time is running out.
Amen,
and
bro.
And they better shape up before they get shipped out.
But, Rick, we're still doing our job, man. And,
that's
and
it.
God bless you, Rick, and keep it up, man.
The same to you, brother.
All right, thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Joe. All right, now we have, let's see, I think before John in California, we have who, Manny? Clarence, right? Clarence in Oklahoma. Hello, you're on the program with Rick.
Hello, Rick. Good talk to you this evening.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. I was about this B-52 incident with
yes.
nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the Air Force. Did a hitch back in the early 70s. I was stationed mainly in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fortunately at a base that didn't have nuclear weapons because my career field involved securing them and guarding them, which is not good if you're on one. Because believe me, the security is, it's unreal. It's quite a thing. Mm-hmm. However, something went wrong here. I don't know what their procedures are today. Like I said, I'm talking from having been in 35 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
However, they're supposed to have what is called a two-man policy. That is, no one can approach a nuclear weapon by themselves. There has to be a minimum of two people.
Uh-huh.
That's to make sure that they can, you know, keep an eye on each other and make sure procedures are followed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always been in effect as far as I know. Now, what gets me about this whole thing and why someone said, what's her name on CNN, the Pentagon correspondent, mm-hmm. breathlessly reported this.
Yes.
Is I can't see what all the breathlessness is about right now.
Uh-huh.
I seem to remember, I lived through the Cuban Missile Crisis. I was in the sixth grade at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it very vividly because my folks were concerned, and when they got concerned, I got concerned. Because we thought there may be a nuclear war at the time. And at that time, and I'm a big History Channel buff and know something about the Air Force, they had a policy of keeping B-52 bombers in the air continuously, 24 hours a day, armed with hydrogen bombs. And they would fly to the Soviet Union near there to a certain point right near their border, then they'd turn around and come back. They did this 24 hours a day. That way our bomber force couldn't be caught on the ground by a sneak missile attack.
Mm-hmm.
And they could, so why people would be concerned about having nuclear weapons on a plane that flies from Minot to Louisiana? We used to have them up in the air 24 hours a day over
mm-hmm.
this country, Canada, and everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
They stopped that finally
time,
in the mid-60s.
Time, yes. That's right.
And not only that, but we're missing a couple of them. One fell off. They had to drop one because a B-47 almost crashed.
But what about the nuclear?
They dropped one off the coast of Georgia. And
what
still
about these suitcases, the nuclear suitcases that have not been accounted for?
Oh, well, absolutely. You know, if they can lose 190,000, you know, AK-47s over in Iraq,
yeah.
that's what they buy for them. And all 90,000 pistols or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I could see them occasionally. Well, not of that, but just don't even think about the Russians. Their nuclear security is a joke. Now those people, they're destitute. They'd sell things to anybody, you know, just to make a buck. And but yeah, it's quite a deal. But to me, somebody definitely really messed up, and there are going to be repercussions for the folks involved. But
from
I don't
what
think
we're
it was
told.
That big a deal, you know.
Yeah, I understand, but, you know, from what we're told, this is not protocol, and if this actually is the case, and, you know, we've been lied to so much that, you know, quite frankly, I'm of the mind that unless I can actually see it and actually see the evidence today, I really don't even know whether it's true or not.
Well, I absolutely agree with you, Rick. I'm retired from the federal
sure.
government about a year ago.
Sure.
And I've seen it from the inside, and it's a microcosm. Where I worked at the very bottom, but I know
uh-huh.
where it's from the very top to the very bottom, it's the same.
Mm.
I mean, it's all interlocked, and you're going to see the same thing at the very bottom as you're going to see at the very top.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very same kind of actions, goings-ons, lying, corruption, thievery, stealing. I could go through any other litany of things.
Oh, yes.
But as far as the incident today, nah, the government wouldn't lie to us, would they?
They've never done it before, have they? Not
well,
our government.
Whatever.
Not this government. No.
No.
This government doesn't lie,
oh,
as we've seen.
Oh,
Only Nixon lied. That was the only liar. Yeah.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, Clarence, thanks. Bye-bye. Good to hear your voice. Right. Thank you for calling the program. Appreciate it very much. And let's take John in California. Hello, mate.
Hey, Rick Adams.
How are you, mate?
I'm all right. And how are you?
I'm okay.
Okay, well,
cheerio.
I've got to turn this down here. Here we go now.
All right.
Now we'll get right to
who are you turning down, George Bush's mantle or his mural?
Whichever one, I think both could probably be turned down in a heartbeat. Okay, here's the deal with the story on the unfortunate nuclear warhead carrying situation.
Yes, I want your insight.
Now, here is the lowdown, and this is on CNN News, and people can scroll down and just look for the article on your on the left. Okay, now here's the key factor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so aside from the fact that they carried nuclear warheads and it was a bit of a bungle in the jungle, here is the line that stands out. The story was first reported by the Military Times.
Yes.
A group of privately published newspapers, right?
Yes.
Okay, here's the key line. And this is what everybody's missing, and that's why they have to go and check this out. The Air Force announced that all flights of fighters and bombers in the United States will be halted on September 14th to allow for a review of procedures. I think that that would be a date to keep in mind. This is the part of the article that's being missed. The other part of the story, well, whether or not it was just like a pretext for inserting that one very key line in there or not is you know, something yet to be found out. But that's the line that disturbs me the most. And, you know, it kind of has the NORAD stand-down feel of pre-911.
Yeah.
But this is advance notice. This is about as good a warning as one can get.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone,
that's the date on the calendar, September 14th.
September 14th. Anyone can go to, just put in your Google search bar or whatever, go to CNN.com. You'll scroll down on your left-hand side past the beautiful face of Phil Spector and carry on down the left-hand side of your page. And you'll see below him, after another sort of box, is more news. And at the top on the left is U.S.
Mm-hmm.
The first story is Branson fears Fawcett is injured. And the second one is nukes mistakenly flown over U.S.
Yes.
And
it's been
so
played
read...
down, hasn't it, huh?
Pardon?
It's been played down.
Played down. And so prior to the line and after the line, so prior to the line is military officials told CNN that the incident was a major breach of security rules surrounding nuclear weapons. One official said he could not recall anything similar happening, and, you know, there'll be heads rolling, basically. And and then after that line, once the mistake was discovered, the Air Force immediately began an inventory of all its nuclear weapons, a military official said. But the line in between... The Air Force announced that all flights of fighters, which have nothing to do with carrying massive nuclear weapons, and bombers in the United States will be halted on September 14th to allow for a review of procedures.
Hmm.
So I just wanted to ring the bell there, brother.
Thank you very much, John.
And
we will be keeping our ears and eyes open at all times.
I mean, they're throwing around so many dates. I mean, there's, remember, things are getting confirmed. You remember last week?
Yes.
I told you about
the stock market,
and then Henry comes on and confirms it,
and
the Amaro and all that. You know, it's
well, these things are being allowed to come out too, and being encouraged for reasons to precurse us, you know. These are precursors of what's to come.
Well, you know what? The best news of all is Yeshua Messiah.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, even beyond, you know, as Lindsay Williams said, getting our spiritual house in order.
Yes.
Well, what I've got for family and friends is, well, if you don't have a spiritual house to get in order, you better get
I'm
a spiritual
you,
house.
Man.
And that's accepting...
I pity those that don't.
Yes.
I pity those that are building their house on a quicksand foundation. Because it's going
brother.
To sink right into the mud.
Well,
they're not going to have anything.
I'm going to love you in the name of Jesus and all the listeners.
Thank you.
And,
amen,
let
John.
You go and carry on with the rest
wonderful
of the show.
Wonderful to hear from you, as always. Bless you.
God bless.
Thank you, John. All right, mate. And when we come back from the break, I want to remind those of you who have been looking to buy the book by Dr. K, as he's called, Dr. Kasim Khalil, the book wrongly blamed about who really carried out the 9/11 attacks in America, who is responsible for the London bombings, and more. We'll tell you how to write for the book with a check or money order, and get ready. Get your pen and paper ready. We'll do that when we come back, and a sneak preview of tomorrow night. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Rick Adams, the voice of the people, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Now, the book Wrongly Blamed can be yours. 400 pages of documentation and some speculation, as well as documentation. It has its own slant by Dr. K, but in the book you will find all of the evidence that was withheld, covered up, and concealed by the so-called honest media in America right after the events began to unfold on 9/11. The book can be yours by writing to, very simply now, Knowledge House Publishers. Knowledge House Publishers. You got that? 105 East Town Line Road. 105 East Town Line, that's one word, Town and Line Road. Unit 116, Vernon Hills, Illinois. That's Vernon Hills, V-E-R-N-O-N Hills, Illinois, and the zip 60061. That's 60061. All right, now that letter that was written to George Bush, to the president, Evangelicals, Partners in Humanity, we talked about that, a few weeks back. Tomorrow night we'll get into it a little bit. Mr. Pike will be here to talk to you and me about that letter evangelical Christians wrote to George Bush stating that there is no support for an expansionist state of Israel unless the Palestinians are recognized, and that Mr. Bush has an obligation to do what the Bible really wants, and that is to allow for the respect of the Palestinians as human beings, not savages. And so that letter that was addressed to George Bush will be our focus partially tomorrow night. I want you to join me and the program. Please do. Get the word out. Continue to tell people to listen live and to get online with republicbroadcasting.org and pray that my voice will be heard and be heard in the future weeks and months ahead, that maybe the word will continue to go out through extended avenues, including shortwave. Let's hope and pray. And if that be the Father's will, then that will be done. His will be done. In any event, it's been my pleasure once again taking time tonight to be with you, our precious listeners, all of you. And we hope that you have been edified by what we talked about tonight, including the Amero, including detention camps, including the Ron Paul issue and the Ron Paul debate. And someone just called and said, Ron Paul, once again, won hands down the debate tonight. How wonderful. Amen. And, of course, much more that we didn't get into that we'll get into tomorrow night and Friday night. So, thank you. Good night, everyone. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central. Until then, this is your host and your friend, Rick Adams, wishing you all a blessed good night.
It's true.